Today we're talking about July 4th favor. July 4th favor is very interesting. July 4th favor, we bless the Lord and we give him all the glory and all the honor. He's worthy of all praise, and I welcome each and every one of you. I welcome each one of you, and we bless the Lord that he is standing with us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. What is favor? Favor is an asset, a supernatural release of a kind of a blessing that your friend passes it over to you because you and him are friends. So he doesn't look at you critically and decide whether you qualify for it. The fact that you and him are friends, he can give you the thing, even though he knows you don't deserve it. Two, favor is when somebody says, because I married into your family and your mother and father were good to me, I'll close one eye and allow you to get away with it. What are you doing? Favor is when you meet someone and he or she like you because you're so beautiful, so handsome, or you have a genuine character, so he goes out of his way to make things freely for you. Now, this is the earthly realm. Let's go into the spirit realm. The spirit realm is where supernatural God, Yahweh is his holy name, decide to open his door of blessings and lead you and guide you to get to where you want to go. So if you are here today, I love you with the love of God, and I want to bless the Lord that you are here, and I want to say thank you for being here. Thank you so much for being here. I worship God on your behalf, and I'm praying today favor for favoritism will come upon you. I love it. FFF. Favor for favoritism will come upon your life in the name of Christ Jesus. Favor for you, that you'll be favored for everything that you are doing. Sometimes we hear the word bad luck. Somebody get bad luck, they don't get to their destination. And then we also hear, you are the edge of your breakthrough, then bad things happen to you. But I want to talk about favor from God. It favors you, it opens the door and allow you to be able to get what you want. So we're going to pray right now. And I say, Father God, release your favor that override man's judgment, and let your son and your daughter who are gathered here today receive your supernatural blessings over your life. May the Lord favor you specially. The Bible says when Gabriel, the holy angel, visited Mary, he said, thou favored one among all women. This is what is called favor for favoritism. Holy angel Gabriel elevated Mary over every woman. You see that? You want that kind of favor. So somebody said, I have the favor for favoritism. Somebody repeat on your mouth. Say, I have favor to be favored by God in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, favor for divine grace. The word divine means heavenly, something supernatural, something unique, something very uncommon. Now, when we say have favor for divine hand of God, have favor for divine mercy of God, the Bible said the woman with the issue of blood, he said, peradventure when I touch the garment, the hem of his garment, I will get healing. That is what's called favor by divine. You are about to die. Then God sent an angel to come and protect you, and you didn't die. The Bible says, before you die, if you are righteous, I will exchange your life for someone else. That's what's called divine. Something that comes from above without any human interference. So, Father, I place everybody here today in the name of Christ Jesus. The Father, there will be a supernatural divine favor will come upon everyone that is gathered here. Somebody say amen. I need two people to say amen right now. Father, the person that is saying amen right now, I pray your divine favor will be upon him or upon her and his family. That the supernatural anointing that break the yoke will break the yoke and cause him or her to receive that grace. May the supernatural divine favor of God be upon your life and direct your steps and guide your path and lift you up in such a way that your days of darkness will be all over. In the name of Jesus, claim it. Accept it right now. You see, the Bible says Joseph was favored in the midst of chaos, misunderstanding, and accusation. Joseph still won the battle and he became a prime minister of a nation. That's what we call favor for divine. So right now I'm going to pray. Father God, everybody at the sound of my voice here, cause him or her to receive your divine favor, that unique favor, that uncommon favor, that rare favor that brings change and transformation in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, let there be this favor over my best friend here. Over my best friend here. Lord, you know who is my best friend. So Lord, my best friend here, I'm decreeing this over you as I look on the list. If you are here, I want to make sure that you are showing off that you are here right now. Father, the one that is saying amen, let your supernatural divine favor flow over this person's life in Jesus' name. I bless your name, O God, and I give you praise. Favor for goodwill. Favor for goodwill. Because you have a goodwill anointing, people will give you credit. People go out of their way and be the path of life and do things for you. So today, in the name of Christ Jesus, I want to bless the Lord that he is blessing you with goodwill. Sometimes this one has no credibility, or this one is a liar, he has no credibility. But when they say you have a goodwill, what they are saying is you have already invested your time. You have invested your time, you have invested your character, your behavior, that somebody say, because of that, I am willing to advance you with a blessing. So may the Lord advance. And I'm hearing the word advance. The Lord is saying, this month, I will advance my supernatural goodwill over your life. I'm hearing the word advance. Father, the one that is saying amen, let there be an advancement of that unique favor that came upon Daniel the prophet, that he was able to override the lions and 10 nations run, be upon your life. Somebody say amen right now. Be greedy tonight and say amen. Be greedy tonight and say amen. Father, I bless your name. And I give you praise. And I give you glory. And I give you honor. That the person that is here today, the person that is saying amen, the person that is showing that he or she wishes to receive, Father, let the anointing of goodwill over supernatural favor be over this person's life. In the name of Jesus, I release the favor for support. Let me say it again. Favor for support. In life, if you don't get support, you are going to fail because you cannot make it alone. Nobody can make it alone. Not Jesus and not you. Jesus needed 12 people to make his vision, his plan come to pass. You need probably 144,000 people so that you get your favor come to pass. But right now, the Bible says, the favor of the Lord maketh one rich, and he add no sorrow to it. When you get favor, you still need help. When you get favor, you still need support. When you get favor, you still need extra push. The Bible says, and Joseph, he was in jail. He prophesied. He prayed. He interpreted dreams. And they still ignored him. But for the sake of one man who remembered who he was, mentioned his name to the king, and the king brought Joseph forward, and eventually they crowned him, all because he had support. You will not make it in this life alone. You need my help, and I need your help. And together we need each other. So if you are here, say yes and amen. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for your anointing that break yokes, breaking every yoke in this person's life and destroying the angel of delay. Every angel of delay and poverty spirit and anger that is wrestling your life, we break it in the name of Christ Jesus. We break it in the name of Christ Jesus. We break it in the name of Christ Jesus. We break it in the name of Christ Jesus. My God, let your name be glorified. Let your name be magnified. That there's support, divine support, divine support, divine support. Father, I'm asking you for helpers, divine helpers. Those men and women of substance that will stand with me to get to my promised land. In the name of Jesus. If you want to fly from Canada to go to Fiji, you need support. How? You need a pilot. You need a stewardess. You need the support of the weather. You need the support of the tower, the airport tower guys. So you can't make it alone. So if you are here, say, I receive it in the name of Christ Jesus. May the Lord send you a supernatural support that will break the wall of resistance surrounding your life. I pray for supernatural divine support. Somebody say amen. Father, I'm asking you for your divine support for my life and the life of the work of my hands. And I release the same upon this person who is saying amen in the name of Jesus. Yes, this person saying amen. Father, send helpers. You see, you can't build the church alone. You can't build a family alone. You can't do the business alone. You still need help. So let's pray one more time. Father, I pray for divine, for favor for peace. Favor for peace. Favor for peace. The Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That those that do what? That pray for Jerusalem will have their blessings and prosper. I release the anointing of El Shaddai over your life, that the peace of Christ will go with you. May you find favor. May you find peace. May you find peace in your life. May you find peace in your life. May you find peace in your life. May every wall that is surrounding your life be broken. And may the peace of Christ, oh my God, Father, I release peace over this person. Anointing for peace. We break the wall of war and we release the grace of peace over your life. That you eat and rest and work and live under the favor anointing of peace. There are families who have no peace. There are families that have chaos. There are families that they never come together. They are always fighting. And there are families that are united. But today, in the name of Jesus, I release the favor of peace. The favor for peace over your land, over your territory, over your family, over your wife. That whatever situation you are going through, may the peace of favor of Christ be over your life. Somebody say amen. I need three people to say amen. Father, let them say amen. And the one that is saying amen, release your hand and touch this family in the name of Christ Jesus. Awesome God, I give you praise. Awesome God, I give you praise. Favor for joy, favor for joy, favor for joy. Father, I'm asking favor for joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. When favor for joy come upon you, you are healthy, you are strong, you have strength, you have enablement. So today, in the name of Christ Jesus, I need you to understand and ask God, favor for joy. Favor for joy come upon me and my family. You know the song, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord become your strength. In the name of Jesus, over your family, over your marriage, over your children, over your ministry, over your finances, over your job. Somebody say amen. Father, over your children's children, your grandchildren, may they receive joy of favor of God over your life. Somebody, receive this right now. FFF, favor for joy. FFY, favor for joy. Oh man, favor for favoritism or favor for joy. FFY, be upon you and your family in the name of Jesus. Abba Father, every closed door be open. And the supernatural favor of joy be over you and your family. I release the supernatural joy of favor over you and your house, over me and my house, in the name of Jesus. May the Lord elevate you. May the Lord lift you up. May the Lord roll his hands of favor over you. Somebody say amen. Father, I really need the favor for joy over my life and my family, over the work of my hands. The Bible says, when God favor you, it's like day. The Bible says, when the children of Israel were rescued, night became like day. When joy or favor come upon you, you will succeed. So right now, I pray for the supernatural joy for favor over your life, your family, your children, your marriage, your neighborhood, in the name of Christ Jesus. Somebody say amen. Let the joy of the Lord, let the joy of favor coming from God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be over your life. You are not alone. You will succeed. Someone say amen. You will succeed. Someone say amen. Your hour of success is coming to fruition this month of July. It doesn't matter what curse is upon your life. I prophesy the favor for joy over you, that you who are drinking, and I'm hearing God is saying somebody is drinking the water of curse. But the water of curse, water of bitterness that is in your hand. And the Lord said, you shall drink from the water of Myra, and your life will be a sweet life again, says the Lord. You shall receive sweet joy from the, oh my God, I thank you, Lord. Father, I give you praise. The Lord is saying, tell them, I will release sweet joy. I will release sweet joy over your life. My God, I give you praise. Father, I thank you that I'm getting the joy of the Lord for me to be able to arrive at my destination. Somebody say amen. Let the name of the Lord, 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 let the joy 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 of the Lord affect your life. That fearful situation, you will not fear anymore. You will not fear anymore. You will not be afraid of your life anymore. I decree the joy of the Lord. I decree the joy of the Lord. I decree the joy of the Lord. I decree the joy of the Lord over your life. Receive it in the name of Christ Jesus. The Bible says, and Mary's heart was filled with joy. Sorry, Elizabeth's heart was filled with joy. When Mary and Elizabeth met, John the Baptist in the womb of Elizabeth and Jesus in the womb of Mary, they divinely shake hands and joy was exchanged. May the joy of the Lord be your strength. May the joy of the Lord be your strength. May the joy of the Lord be your strength. May the joy of the Lord fill you up. Somebody say amen. Father, I place this person that is saying amen right now in your hands. And I'm asking Holy Spirit, let there be a supernatural joy or favor, financial favor, financial favor. Oh my God. Father, financial favor, money favor, wealth favor, money favor, joy favor, laughter favor, happiness favor, contentment favor, favor to wear new clothes be upon your life in the name of Christ Jesus. May you, oh God, be favor this person that is saying amen in the name of Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. I give you praise. Let's talk about favor for honor. Favor for honor. You know what the Bible says? When you go to somebody's party, don't show off and don't go all the way to the high table. Wait to be seated. Then you'll be shown as a person they respect you. Some people have no honor. Some people have no respect. Some people don't respect them. But it's a disgrace and a shame. So let's pray. Father, I pray that anyone that is here, including me, who has no honor in the sight of everybody, today I place my hand. Somebody put your hand on your head. Somebody put your hand on your head. Somebody put your hand on your head. Father, I place my own hand on my own head in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking, Lord, crown my effort with your honor, favor of honor. Isaac, make sure your hand is on your head. Father, I ask you, put your mighty hand of favor and honor my life, honor my life, honor my life, honor my life, honor the work of my hands, honor my life, honor my life, honor my life, Father, honor my life, Father, honor my life, Father, honor my life with your blessings, with your supernatural favor. Every grave clothes that I am wearing, I release it by the honor and the favor of God over me in Jesus' name, and over you, release it. I release it over your life. Father, I release it over your life. May the Lord favor you and honor you. May the Lord cause nations to honor you. May the Lord cause your peers to honor you. May the Lord cause you to be seen and welcome and accepted in the name of Christ Jesus. Somebody say one more amen. Father, I bless this person who is saying amen right now. And I'm asking you, sweet Holy Spirit, let your glory, let your might, let your authority, let your anointing flow over this person's life. Flow over this person's life. Flow over this person's life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now we're going to pray for favor for abundance. Oh my God. Favor for abundance. What is abundance? More than enough. What is abundance? Overflow. What is abundance? I have more than my share. And the Bible said, and my cup runneth over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me. Father, I pray for favor for abundance. Abundance of peace. Abundance of joy. Abundance of understanding. Abundance of health. Abundance of long life and peace. Abundance of supernatural financial blessing over my life, over your life. In the name of Jesus. May the favor of God bring abundance of showers of rain over your life in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Father, I pray for favor, supernatural favor of overflow of God's goodness be over your life in Jesus' name. Now let us pray for favor for exaltation, that you will not be disgraced, but you will be promoted, you will be exalted, you will be lifted up. Some people, the curse on their life is so difficult to be respected, to be loved, and to be honored. But today, I pray for favor that every closed door will be open for you. Every closed door will be open for you. Every closed door will be open for you. Every closed door, the supernatural favor of God will be upon your life. That you will find favor. Favor in the morning, favor in the afternoon, favor in the evening, favor in the early hour of the morning. May the Lord favor you. May the Lord honor you. May the Lord guide you. May the Lord stand with you. That his favor will cover you. Be favored for anointing. Be favored for exaltation. Be favored for protection. Be favored for promotion. You see, when the favor of God come upon you, you'll be exalted. You'll be lifted up above your enemies. Somebody say amen. May the Lord favor you over your enemies. May every closed door be open, and the favor of the Lord be your strength. May the Lord favor you. Receive it. May the Lord favor you. 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 We glorify you, O God. And we praise your name. And we honor you. And we adore you. For you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, awesome God. Thank you, Yahweh God. Thank you, Lord, that your favor is upon this person. And this person is exalted. You will not eat the breadcrumbs of the table anymore. Somebody say amen. You will be exalted. You will be lifted up. You will see promotion. I decree supernatural promotion over your life in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. I decree supernatural promotion over your life. Somebody say amen. Father, I release the shell and the grave clothes of shame and disgrace of my own life. And I say, Father, your favor for exaltation, pour over me. Your favor for exaltation, pour over me. Somebody say amen. Your favor for exaltation, pour over me and this person who is saying amen right now in the name of Christ Jesus. And then favor for favorability. Oh my God. Favor for favorability. You are going to be favored that you will attract automatic favor. Automatic favor. Wherever you are, favor has no choice but to chase you. The Bible said the favor of the Lord will run over you in the morning. Someone say amen. It will run over you in the afternoon. The favor of the Lord shall run over you in the night. The favor of the Lord shall run over you in the evening. The favor of the Lord shall run over you in the early hour of the morning. May the favor of God surround your life. Somebody say amen. I need somebody to say amen. Father, as I'm wrapping it up, may your favor go with this person. Financial favor, marital favor, pregnancy favor, supernatural favor that you will attract. You become so. The Bible says to Joshua, wherever your feet shall step, I've given to you. That's what's called favorability. It doesn't matter what you do, you are favored. It doesn't matter what you stand, you are favored. May this favor go with you. May this favor extend beyond beyond your wildest dream. Father, I thank you for showers of favor over my life and over this person's life. Let a God that bring favor over Mary, over Sarah, over Hannah, over Elizabeth, over John the Baptist, over Jesus, over Abraham, over Isaac, over Jacob, over Sarah, over Mary, be upon you. Somebody say amen. 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 Be upon you. I go 1 minute. Be upon you. Thank you for joining the prophetic flow. God bless you. I love you with the love of God. And I salute you. Happy Independence Day for US and happy favorite day for you. Bye now.